Back in the hotel room, the man finally allowed himself to collapse. Damn, he was tired. The pace of the last few days, the things he still had to get done. People who thought murder was easy had obviously never tried it. The man fished around in his pockets until he dug up a cellophane wrapper of pills. He ripped it open with his hands and downed 4 herbal diet pills, one after another, then poured a glass of water. The caffeine made him a little lightheaded, but he needed the pick-me-up. Lots of things done, lots of things left to go. Last night, he'd almost botched the whole affair. Lorraine Connor had looked so wiped out when she'd finally returned home, it had never dawned on him she'd wake up. One minute, he thought he'd safely made it from her bedroom closet to the back deck. The next, she was flying off the couch like some banshee. Holy shit, he'd barely cleared the deck railing in time. Even then, he'd been about to crash through the woods like a maniac when something about her movements drew him up cold. She was acting stilted, surreal, looking at things that weren't even there. A second later, he figured it out. She was still asleep, chasing some phantom in her twisted dreams. Maybe he'd triggered something. Maybe night turned her into a raving loon. Hell if he knew. He'd taken cover in his normal spot and simply waited her out. After another moment, she'd gone back into the house and he'd been free and clear. He'd gotten a little giddy after that. He even remembered laughing, one of those high-pitched sounds like you hear in movies. He'd have to watch that. Can't lose control. Not just yet. Today, after all, was the funeral. And then... he was a very smart man. Someday soon, Lorraine Connor would get to appreciate that. Lorraine Connor, Pierce Quincy, Shep O'Grady, and little Becky. Now this, he told his old man silently, this is how you have some fun.